Any predictions about what the adjuvant bevacizumab trials are going to show?
It's very hard to speculate how any study will turn out. Bevacizumab has shown activity in several studies in advanced metastatic colorectal cancer. This usually is a good omen for activity in the adjuvant setting, although that rule is not followed in all settings. In particular, we need to remember the negative irinotecan data, where that drug was active in advanced disease in several studies, but inactive in the adjuvant setting. The biology of inhibiting tumor angiogenesis should be at least as strong in the adjuvant setting as in the metastatic setting. Therefore, I think there's a lot of rationale for conducting these studies. For some of the reasons we just mentioned, particularly related to safety profiles, we need to be sure to let these studies come to conclusion and maturity before we make decisions about treating patients off study. And in particular, while there may be potential advantages to bevacizumab in the adjuvant setting, there may be some disadvantages in terms of toxicities for some patients. I expect the well-conducted studies now underway will be able to tell us not only in general is bevacizumab useful in the adjuvant setting, but if so, there will be clear guidance around the types of side effects and potentially how to manage them that will also come out of these studies.
You mentioned that the irinotecan data in the adjuvant situation was essentially negative while it shows activity in metastatic disease. Any theories or explanations of why that happened?
The reasons for irinotecan to be negative are varied, and it's probably very hard to speculate. One could be that there is a specific interaction related to tumor bulk or metastatic disease that is different than when there's a micrometastatic component, which may not have completely developed a vascular supply. In other early phases of biology where inhibition of topoisomerase 1 is not as likely to be helpful. The other could be that there was an offset in the benefit in terms of the toxicity of irinotecan, where there may be slightly increased risks of side effects, which would limit either completion of study or may have hidden risks related to mortality, which were not easy to tease out in subset analysis. For the most part, it's just very hard to know. And probably the best lesson is not that there is a specific mechanism that has yet been defined, but rather that sometimes our presumptions about what should work doesn't always prove true, which is exactly why we need high-quality phase 3 studies.